What's up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, coming to you with another episode of The Founder's Journal, where I talk about the most impactful things in my day, basically doing my daily journal that I said I would do for myself for 4 years, but actually doing it now for you, the listener, the public, to learn from and relate to. You may hear another voice in the episode. That's producer Josh, who pushes me to be the best version of myself in this episode. I hope you enjoy. And if you ever have feedback, shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. Let's take it away.
Today, I was looking at your calendar. We were scheduling this thing and you had an absolutely packed calendar. Did you get anything done today?
It depends on what you define as getting things done. It was a pretty crazy day. I try as hard as possible these days to really keep like my meetings and phone calls before 10 a.m. and after 4 p.m. But there are certain like jobs that I end up having to do that require a lot of meeting and call time. And today was one of those days. You know, the initial question was, did I get things done today? Yes, I got things done. But I also realized that it is impossible to go a full day with meetings and calls and not run over by a minute. So you need to build in time. But I also just realized, like, you know, we've talked about it on the podcast before, how I really am working to have the right balance of my time be thinking and not just doing. And I would say, you know, I decided for myself moving forward, I'm going to try as hard as possible to have 15-minute blocks of time on my calendar that literally say nothing. They're just blocks of time. And they are basically reserved for spillage and reflection after calls. And the one good caveat when I was telling Samir, our head of content, about this strategy, and he actually does this already, I didn't realize that, is that you can't use these 15-minute buffers as just a reason to go over on your calls, because he said it very quickly turns into that. And so the way I think about it is, moving forward, I'm going to make 15-minute blocks after every call and meeting where hopefully they don't run over, but if they do, there's a buffer. But more specifically, it allows me to actually think and reflect on all the experiences of my day. And if I think about two specific experiences today where 15 minutes would have been really helpful, the first was I spent a lot of the day interviewing product management candidates for the educational product that Morning Brew is thinking about building. And because it's such a new, we're effectively working on building a new business, there is such a learning, I believe, that can happen in every conversation with a PM candidate, because we candidly don't even know if we want a true PM. Do we want more of a project manager? Do we want someone who started a company and has that entrepreneurial hustle and a passion for education? And so it would have been really helpful for me. I had four interview calls today to have 15 minutes in between those and basically say to myself, okay, I just talked to this candidate and they are a technical PM who really doesn't have educational experience. Is that the mold we're looking for? Or I talked to someone prior that works in banking and financial services, not a PM at all, but in their spare time during college, they built an educational course. Is that the right fit for what we're looking for? And so that's one example. The second is that we had the launch meeting for Marketing Brew today. I think it would have been really important for me to reflect on some of the big questions from the meeting. Like, one of the biggest questions that we had from the meeting is, does it make any sense to build up a big list of people weeks in advance of launching Marketing Brew? And I think it was a really important question to think about, but I couldn't reflect on it because I literally went from launch a Marketing Brew meeting to interviewing a PM candidate. And so I guess the takeaway is I need to start putting 15-minute buffers in and not just use them for time spillage, but actually reflection.
As this day progresses where you have no time to think, how are you actually feeling in the beginning, middle, and end of it?
You know, your question's a good question, which is like, when did I realize I needed to bake 15 minutes into my schedule after each thing? And am I energized by my day? I would say I feel energized in the fact that I had at least this realization that I need to bake in time to be more reflective after each meeting or call of the day. I think I've just come to terms with the fact that I'm not going to be able to be super reflective today, but at least I have a plan for doing that going forward. The thing I really want to be reflective on is I thought the Marketing Brew launch meeting today was awesome. I love being parts of things where, and yes, producer Josh, as you wink to me, I will give you credit that I think it was a great meeting. And I think this is one of your superpowers that you know. And I love being parts of things where I am watching the superpowers of others that are not my superpower. And project management and organization is not my superpower. And so it was just cool to see like a highly effective meeting happen in a way that I know I couldn't have done it, because it makes honestly me feel good selfishly that we have someone that we hired that is really good at that. But yeah, I think you did a great job running the meeting. It gave a clear timeline of our launch plan for Marketing Brew. You know, it gave everyone a clear sense of when they're brought into the process and the components of a good meeting. And so what I took away from that meeting was, well, three things. One is having a great project manager in any company is really important. And I also realized today, when you're working on something, as you increase the number of unknowns or questions to build a product or do anything, I think the importance of having strong project management skills becomes more and more important. That's why even in building this educational product, as I'm realizing every day, the number of questions is accumulating more than the number of answers. That's why I believe project management is more and more important. But I think there were two other things that I got from the meeting. One is it made me realize, just as a founder, when I share my opinion, that is going to have an impact on other people in the meeting. It may make them less comfortable to share their own opinion if it's at odds with my opinion. And so it just made me think about, like, I need to always be cognizant of how much I talk in a meeting that I'm not leading. And the final piece was it showed me the components of a good meeting. And candidly, I don't think I run great meetings, and it gave me my own homework to run better meetings. There's a clear agenda. Everyone knows what they're responsible for. There's a significant amount of time for discussion, because meetings are not built for updates. They're built for discussions. And then the final piece is it gives people clarity on the bigger picture without overwhelming people. And what I mean by that is Josh is the only one who really has full vision into the marketing plan or the launch plan for Marketing Brew. But it was important in this meeting to give people full visibility so they can be more informed in their decisions and also be empowered by what we're building. But at the same time, when you give people full visibility, you also need to be cognizant of how not to overwhelm them. And I think you did a really good job by making sure everyone knew, like, what their job was to be done in this process. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you again for just all the love and support on the podcast. Again, if you ever have feedback, shoot me a note, alex@morningbrew.com. I want to make this better and more valuable for you. And Josh and I are going to head over to the Retail Brew webinar. It's going to be awesome. Have a great night.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.